Hi, and welcome to the Feed the Pig podcast. I'm your host, Tim Farrell. Money shouldn't drive your future, but neither should debt. It's time for you to take control, not just for today, but for your whole life. Remember, small changes add up. The Feed the Pig podcast is here to help you take steps to start saving for today, so you'll have a solid financial future tomorrow. On this episode, we'll talk about fraud and fraud prevention, so that the next time someone offers to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, you don't buy it. Today on the Feed the Pig podcast, we're going to talk about fraud. And this is one of the first times we've really touched on this issue as far as savings and your spending go. You know, fraud is a crime, and thieves often use deception, misrepresentation, in order to make money using your personal information. And today we have Mark joining us, and I think, Mark, you're going to tell us a little bit about how this happened to you.
Yeah, I've recently lost my wallet, maybe about a month ago, and I found out a little late, and I noticed that there were some problems when I started getting some statements back from the bank, and there were some charges that I wasn't really making. So I wanted to know, are there any ways that I can maybe stop that, or what I should do? I already canceled some credit cards. Is there anything more that I can do?
Sure. Joining us is our resident expert, again, Jordan Amon, who's a CPA from New Jersey. Hey, Jordan, what do you think about Mark's situation?
Well, unfortunately, it's very unfortunate that you lost your wallet and now you have to kind of deal with this. The first thing that I want to say about it is that, you know, your situation with losing your wallet, you know, at least tipped you off, kind of, that something might be going on. Unfortunately, there's a lot of ways people get a hold of your personal information that you're not losing your wallet, that you're not even aware of. So by checking your statements, you know, and seeing what's on there and being diligent about it is really, it's the great first step to monitoring what's going on. I recently had a series of charges on my own credit card. It was charged to the same vendor for $75 a day for six straight days. And when I got my statement, I noticed it and called the credit card company immediately. And that's really the first thing to do, is contact the credit card company immediately and say, hey, something's going on here. They're not mine. I'm not responsible for this. You know, so that's really the first thing to do, is notify them. Second thing to do is, if you think you're a victim of this, number one, be very careful and, you know, kind of maybe cancel some of your credit cards, get new cards issued, but also order a copy of your credit report. Make sure that there haven't been an unusual amount of inquiries or new loan opened up or something along those lines. A very good friend of mine was a victim of identity theft, and how he found out, he was home sick from work one day, and they called to verify a personal loan that he had taken out at a bank. I said, I'm sorry, I don't know who you are or what you're talking about. And he has no idea how they got his information, but then he ordered his credit report, and there were businesses opened in his name and loans established in his name. So if you think you might be a victim, definitely get a copy of your credit report, see what's on there, make sure what's on there really belongs to you, and if not, you know, take action quickly.
What are some general prevention tips that, you know, Mark, as he's going forward with his new credit cards and his new situation, what are some of the just general fraud prevention tips that he can use?
Well, you know, there's the really basic things. There's make sure there's no one standing over your shoulder when you go to the ATM machine. Make sure if you go to the ATM machine, I'm always shocked when I go to the bank machine, how many people just take their receipts and leave them lying on the counter. First of all, you should be taking those home with you, so you make sure you put them in your checkbook register and balance your account. That's the first thing. But if you're not going to take it, make sure you rip it into pieces. Don't make it easy for someone. You know, mail and bills that you get at home and documents they get with your name and your address, maybe a social security number. You know, invest in a shredder and shred that information. You know, a small shredder is not that expensive, and it's certainly worth the investment to prevent the potential of identity theft. So, you know, those are some basic things. Make sure you sign your credit card. It has that little white strip in the back. You know, when you get the credit card, take 30 seconds and sign it. On your ATM card or your credit card, don't pick a PIN number that's 1234. You know, make it a little harder for someone if they're going to do it. So those are some basic things that you can do. You know, the other thing I'd like is, you know, I have an envelope at home, and every charge I put on my credit card, the receipts go into that envelope for my wife and myself. And when the credit card comes, we look at the statement, we look at the receipts, and we make sure that everything on there belongs to us. So there's a lot of just common sense things that you can do that they do take a little bit of time. They do take a little bit of effort, but it's surely worth the investment in time and energy.
Now, what you said happened to your friend, that's a very scary thing, especially if he didn't lose his wallet or anything like that. How would you go about fixing your name after all those things happened to him?
Well, unfortunately for him, it took quite a while, and there was a criminal investigation and a whole lot of things. But the first thing is, if there's stuff on your credit report that you don't recognize, you know, someone has a loan that's obviously not yours, you have to notify that person right away. You have to notify the bank, and then you probably have to notify the authorities, because as Tim mentioned at the start of the podcast, fraud is a crime.
You know, I think it's really important, too, that you said about checking your receipts versus your credit or your credit card statement when you get it. I noticed a couple of different restaurants where I would leave the tip, and when you get you save your receipt from it. Then when you get the statement, it's about like $4 or $5 more for the tip than what I had written down on my receipt. And that's a common way that you can see, you know, just small things that will eventually add up. When it comes to fraud, that you, the more diligent you are, the more you look at these, your receipts versus your statements, the better off you're going to be long term.
Absolutely. You know, there's, unfortunately, when you have a credit card, a lot of the time that you use it, you're giving it to someone else and it's out of your sight, whether it's at a gas pump and someone's putting it into a machine for you, or it's at a restaurant where someone takes it into the back and, you know, you don't see it for a few minutes. But you know, even with checking your receipts to your credit card statement, forget about fraud, mistakes happen. You know, someone goes to punch in, you know, $5 for a tip and hits the 8 instead on the machine. You know, there's human error too. So those are things you should be checking whether you suspect fraud or not, but they will help alert you to these things and hopefully allow you to get a handle on them before they spiral out of control. You know, minimize your monetary loss and protect your name.
I also feel like everybody's always telling me to guard my Social Security number. But then I'm also all giving it out all the time. I mean, I wanted to know, when is the right time to give it out? When is the right time to kind of be a little cautious about it?
That's a great question. I do understand that, especially in my world as a tax accountant, as a CPA, your Social Security number keys on all the tax forms. So, you know, what I would say is be careful when you give it out. Make sure you know who you're giving it to. Try and minimize the amount of times you're entering it into a website for, you know, whatever reason, you know. If someone's asking you for your Social Security number, make sure you know who they are, make sure you understand why they need it. And if you're not comfortable giving it to them and you don't think they need it, say, what other information can I give you? I'm not comfortable giving this to you. I don't think you need it. The other thing I would say about protecting your Social Security number is you're asked to send someone information. You know, make sure you're sending it securely. If you're sending someone a copy of a tax return or a personal financial document of some sort and they say, hey, just fax it to me, you know, that has your Social Security number on it. Ask who's at the fax machine. Is there another way I can send it? You know, maybe black out the Social Security number if it's on a document and that's not a part that they need. So I'm not telling you to not give it to anybody, but just be cautious and be aware of it and understand that there are risks involved with sending it to people, especially via unsecure methods.
Thanks for joining us again on the Feed the Pig podcast. And don't forget to look for us next time, because we'll be looking at more ways for career builders to make the most of their money. Jordan Amon works for Amper, Polizziner, and Mattia, a CPA firm in the New York, New Jersey region. If you're looking for more information on ways to save, you can check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. Or if you have a question that you want us to talk about, email it to us at feedthepig@gmail.com.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or feedthepig.org. It is provided with the understanding that AICPA and feedthepig.org are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and feedthepig.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.